people who have market-based insurance, whether it's in the individual market or whether it's through their employer.
So what can be done? I've talked to the speaker. I've talked to the leader. I've talked to Kathy McMorris Rogers is on today, Mick Mulvaney, Tom Price. They all say it's a three-step dance because of the Senate reconciliation rules. So you know those rules. Working within the rules, how can the Senate improve its bills, or how can the House send to the Senate a bill that fits within the guardrails of reconciliation and allows for 51 votes that improves the individual market?
Hugh, there is no three-phase process. There is no three-step plan. That is just political talk. It's just politicians engaging in spin. This is why. Step one is a bill that can pass with 51 votes in the Senate. That's what we're working on right now. Step two, as yet unwritten regulations by Tom Price, which is going to be subject to court challenge and therefore perhaps the whims of the most liberal judge in America. But step three, some mythical legislation in the future that is going to garner Democratic support and help us get over 60 votes in the Senate. If we had those Democratic votes, we wouldn't need three steps. We would just be doing that right now on this legislation altogether. That's why it's so important that we get this legislation right, because there is no step three, and step two is not completely under our control.
I would say step two is underestimated because of the CRA and the ability to do false flag regulation, something I introduced to the speaker last week and he hadn't thought about, which is, the CRA empowers you to reverse regulations and prohibit future regulation by 51 votes. If Tom Price puts out a false flag regulation, transparently disingenuous, meaning we're going to cover 35 benefits and the Senate and the House reject it by 51, you've effectively barred the expansion of Medicaid in the future, of Obamacare in the future into those essential benefits program. But